The following is a RockRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Total Bellas right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with the Total Bellas. And, well, I think we have a little people power coming tonight. Just a little. As we sit here and watch the preview.
I'm not even going to touch any of that with a 10-foot pole.
You sure?
Yes.
Positive?
Positive. Even though you mentioned how this thing is little and it comes right now. Anyway.
Ew.
You brought it up.
Actually, no, Mama Bella brought it up. But anyway.
Anyway.
We are at John and Nikki's villa. We're getting champagne and beer because reasons.
They get the wrong bottle of wine was brought. Nikki's very particular with her wine. Yes, you know, that is a soundbite.
Anyway, moving on. We are somewhere. We're at a WWE show. Looks like SmackDown. It probably is SmackDown. It's blue. Because we're not going to go there. We're just going to keep right on going. That's going to happen a lot tonight. We're in Pittsburgh. Okay. Good intro music. We see the glam squad. We see everybody getting ready.
Nikki is mocking, you know, doing her promo without doing her promo. They're practicing their lines, or Brian and Nikki.
John's making sure she's focused, that she's good. Hey, there's Rich Swan and Alexa.
5-minute warning. About to do a promo. Hey, drum rains on a cup. Next to Cena. It's Miz TV time.
With Miz and the wifey. This is a week after the infamous line, y'all.
I'm gonna break your bitch. You hear me?
And he gets to say it.
So I like saying
it. I know you like saying it. And Maryse is cutting her promo.
And showing off her ring, because Nikki won't get the ring.
And this was the exact moment we all went, oh yeah, she's gonna get a ring.
Oh, we're showing clips of the John Cena Total Bella rules mocking of Cena and Nikki by Miz and Maryse. Some of the greatest television this year.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of really it was. It really kind of was.
Nikki challenges Maryse to a fight, and out comes Daniel Bryan.
Because reasons.
Well, he's the general manager of SmackDown. That's his reason why he does what he do. Hey, it's the punch you in the face thing.
Bryan has anger issues.
The punch your face Olympics.
This is the moment I got really, really excited because it's like, Maryse is going to wrestle again.
Nikki's like, John's my tag partner. Yay.
She has a lot of highlight on.
Cena's very proud of her, and they're going to WrestleMania.
But
we're leaving Pennsylvania, we're headed to Arizona, with Mama Bella and People Power, and JJ and Lauren.
Oh, we're getting a therapy update.
Okay, this is a visit from last week, the video from last week. Oh, God.
It just said the mom was old. Like, mm-hmm. What the hell?
Old for Instagram.
It's Instagram. You're not too old for Instagram.
We're talking about the People Power sex.
Ew. How about no?
The baby spitting up over the People Power sex.
Good for the baby. The baby should. She's too young to be hearing that. I don't want to hear that.
No one at this table needs KY.
Oh, no. No, 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 no. I did not need to hear that.
They don't call me Big Johnny for nothing.
Ew. I did not need to hear that entire conversation.
We just heard that entire conversation about Big Johnny being big.
I did not need to know that.
People power.
People power.
Is that what he... Anyway, we're with Brie and Daniel.
Fine.
So with the baby on the way, they have to figure out who would be the guardian if something happened to them. Nikki wearing $3,000 Louis Vuittons and the baby would wear Tom's, and Dan Bryan's like, no, that's not going to happen. Nikki would spoil the baby.
Nikki's totally going to spoil that baby. She's probably already wearing designer.
Oh, yeah. Brian's like, this is how the relationship works. I give you my opinion and you do whatever the hell you want.
Brian, honey, you're just not going to get your way in this. I'm sorry. I know you want to, but you're just not. I like Nikki's outfit. It's cute.
They're going to get Brie a bikini.
Do they make such things?
And apparently somehow Nikki took Brie's nursing bra with her for whatever reason. Oh, now the mother's trying on the bra.
No, she's got to teach her how to use the nursing bra.
Oh, I know. No, she said she could use this, is what she said.
For Big Johnny?
For Big Johnny. That's what she said. That's why it was not teaching her how to use it.
I thought they were here to get her a bikini.
There it is. There's the bikini. That's all weird. Ooh, marriage shot. Bray's like, you better get a ring for the 5-year anniversary.
They're trying so hard to be supportive of her, but at the same time, I think they all came in with the expectation that at some point they were going to get engaged, and so far it hasn't happened, and they're getting really disappointed.
So, yeah.
Play. We are in Phoenix, Arizona, with John and Nikki. We're, of course, going out to dinner, but the family's coming. The whole family, including People Power. And Johnny is buying Girl Scout cookies.
We're going out for breakfast.
And he bought Girl Scout cookies. Bless him.
Well, after a long night of... Anyway, People
Power. Gotta get to them Thin Mints, man. Gotta get to them Thin Mints.
After a long night of People Powering, you know.
We're just not gonna let this go. Now we're talking about wills and powers of attorney.
Sure you don't want to go back to talk about People Power?
I'd rather talk about this. Now we're talking about power of attorneys and life support, and John and Nikki are kind of having a little back and forth about it. Nikki apparently doesn't have one, so they're going to set it up for her. Or she's going to get it set up.
John
and apparently nobody wants to be her power of attorney.
And John won't pull the plug. Brian and Bree will get Vivian.
I feel kind of bad for Brian and Bree. Like, everybody gets, like, dumps their stuff on them.
Now John being a good guy, he's buying some Girl Scout cookies.
Buy the tagalongs! They're better than the Thin Mints!
He only bought one box? Really? Probably paid, like, gave him a good amount of money, though.
Yeah, I would bet he probably made a donation. And now, basically, John and Nikki are having the conversation about the,
I want to go back to here, talk about people power, people powering. I don't like death talk.
Death talk is hard, but it's like they're sitting here talking about the power of attorney and how Nikki wants it to be John, and John doesn't want to do it. Basically, he's like, you don't know me, you don't know any, you know, you don't know if you want me to do it, because I don't know if I can pull the plug. And now Nikki asks who his is, and he says it's confidential, but it's not you. And he's not going to tell her. Oh, she's not even on the list.
Okay, then.
This is, like, really
awkward.
Basically, they're arguing about the fact that she's not on his power, she's not power of attorney, she's not number two, she's not even on the list, that he does not want her making that decision for him, and she's basically hurt by it, that, you know, she's like, well, you know, I don't want to get pushed out if anything were to happen to you, like, I don't even get a choice, and he's like, well, too bad, and she's feeling that this is, like, two steps back instead of moving forward, that because he won't tell her his power of attorney, like, she just wants to know who it is. Basically, he's trying to justify not telling her, not naming her, because he doesn't want to put her through the emotional distress, and he doesn't want to do it for her because he doesn't want to go through the emotional distress.
But you're not his other half.
Yeah. She basically says you're not thinking of his your other half, and it's like, well, but you are, but you aren't. Again, this is one of those really awkward situations where it's like you're together and you have a life together, but you're not. This is where marriage is kind of one of those leverageable things where it's like, it's not official. And we've mentioned this on the show before, that it's like, if anything were to happen to him, she would basically be out on her ass because they aren't married. Like, I'm sure they give her time, but ultimately it's like she doesn't get a say. She probably won't get to see him unless they let her go back there.
Okay.
We're showing pictures. I don't want to see that. Anyway, moving on. So yeah, going back to the conversation. So that was probably one of the more awkward encounters that we've ever had on this show, to say the least.
So I have a question. I wonder if the ex was on that list at one point.
Probably.
It's just a thought. You would assume, since they were married, she was on the list. And since Nikki's not married to John, she's not on the list.
Well, I can see why she's not on the list, because, yeah, one, they are not married, and two, it's like, I would bet it's probably one of his brothers.
Oh, that's exactly who I thought.
It's somebody within his actual, you know, like, birth family, not to say that Nikki isn't family, but somebody in his immediate family, I guess is the best way to put it, that gets to make that choice, or will have to make that choice. And, you know, it's like, I don't think it's anything to do with her, but it's like, she, you know, they've only been together for 5 years versus his family. They've been together his whole life.
They're blood.
So it's like, you know, people get weird in situations like that. Mm-hmm. Because emotion takes over.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you're thinking logically, you're not thinking, you don't really in some cases even have the time to think about it. It's, you have to make the decision. Not always, but you do. And it's like, for Nikki, she doesn't handle that kind of stress well. We've seen that. She doesn't handle emotional stress in a good fashion, so I think it's a smart call by Sina to not have her on there, but also, like I was saying, they've been together only 5 years. They're not married, and you don't know what she's going to do in that situation. You just don't. I'm not trying to accuse Nikki of anything, but it's like, people get weird around death. It brings out either the worst or the best in people, and that's not a lie. You see it all the time.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, you know, it could bring out the best in her, it could bring out the worst in her. You don't know. And it's like, he's not willing to take that risk.
I don't blame him.
Not saying his family's any better. And I'm not trying to take shots at his family, but it's like, he at least has a general idea of what they're going to do. So, I mean, I can't blame him.
Yeah, I don't blame him. I really don't. We're back.
We're in Phoenix. We're out to dinner partying.
It's time to relax and shut brains off. It's a bunch of girls and Big Johnny.
And we're all rubbing Bree's belly. Gee, that's not a planted question at all.
Mama Bella is sexy to Big Johnny 24/7.
He's trying to get lucky. No! No! I don't want to see pictures of this! No! No! No, no! No, really, no! We're good! I'm kind of with Nikki. I love my mom, but I really don't want to know about her sex life. I don't want to be thinking about that.
And now we're partying on the party bus.
Everybody but Bree is partying on the party bus. And Nikki's getting on the pole.
Probably not her first time. I mean, just look what she did.
Yeah.
She looks very experienced.
Yes. So now we have Bree doing another maternity photo shoot.
Well, it's the final one.
How many are you supposed to have?
Probably at the different stages of the belly. This is why we had to buy the bikini. I didn't know you needed multiple photo shoots.
I didn't either.
Brian's not there because he's a SmackDown Live.
Is that where they got married?
Maybe.
I think it is. I think that's where they got married.
Or maybe one of the places they looked at.
Maybe. It's the ranch place that they looked at. So basically, Bree is asking JJ and Lauren to be Birdie's godparents. Because basically the justification is, you know, John doesn't want kids.
They're not godparents, they're legal guardians.
Same thing.
No, it's not. It's different.
So, okay, so JJ and Lauren are good. They're okay. They've kind of worked it out. So Bree is feeling confident about this relationship. Nobody wants to be Nikki's power of attorney. I feel so bad for her.
Well, you shouldn't pick the people who are older than you because they probably won't be there at the time of the decision.
Probably not, no. So that's a helpful tip from, you know, the Rack Extra. You're picking a power of attorney, pick someone younger than you. Or at least your age.
Your unborn fetus.
No. Actually, it's interesting. I've never heard of anybody naming a power of attorney that young. But I guess for what they do, it makes sense because it's a very, very dangerous sport. So, like, something could happen at any point where they could be incapacitated.
Right. It's something they've already had, and it's just them keeping it updated.
Yeah. But, you know, it's like, typically, I don't hear of people even consider a power of attorney until they're older because they don't need it. They really don't need it. It's like even my grandparents who are in their 80s, it's like my aunt would do it if she had to.
Mm-hmm.
But so far she hasn't had to step in and do anything with it. But yeah, I mean, that's lined up. But yeah, it's like I've never heard of anybody in their 30s and 40s being like, oh yeah, you know, I have a power of attorney.
And when did John say he did his, or like in his early 30s?
He did hit, yeah. Probably pretty much when he hit it big is when he set all that up.
Which is smart.
Which is super smart. Because again, it's what they do is very, very dangerous. And he could get hurt. He could get killed in the ring. You know, any number of horrible things could happen to him. Thankfully, they haven't. And they probably will not at the rate he's going. But still, it's like anything could happen. They travel constantly. You know, a plane could fall out of the sky. You just, again, you just don't know.
Oh, yeah.
So for him, it's smart to set it up.
Especially now that he's moving into feature films and stunts and everything like that.
You stunts know. And weird locations and everything else. Yeah, it's smart.
Yeah. As we're back from break.
This has been a very Phoenix-centric episode.
Yes, it has.
And we're back in the car with Nikki and John, or Nikki and JJ.
We're discussing power of attorney. Why are we going to a funeral home?
So they can see it? I find it really funny that they're both wearing black. This is going to be interesting.
And they're just now picking up that they both wore black.
So they're looking at options for Nikki in terms of preparation for the inevitable, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Nikki's never thought about it. She has no idea. They're just trying to go through the options.
Yeah, I have nothing to really add to this because it's death and I don't want to talk about death. So, yeah. So, things, people.
I'm kind of with Nikki. It's like, it's a little, you know, it's freaky to think about because you don't want to think about it. You know, it's like, and you know you have to plan for it, but it's like, you just, you don't want to think about it.
Yeah, you don't.
Because when you think about it, like, either option is really terrifying.
Yep. And Nikki's now found out about Bree asking Nicole and Lauren to watch, to be the guardians, or the, I think I'd be saying guardians, the power of attorney for, or, yeah, the legal guardians, yes, for Birdie, not godparent. Anyway.
But again, it makes sense. They're in Arizona, and as far as they know, they're going to stay in Arizona.
But they'll be in the same time zone, because, you know, spoiler alert, Danielson's move at some point.
The Danielson's move at some point into the new house, yes, but they'll be closer than Nikki.
Yeah.
And again, John does not want children.
Nikki says she already feels things for Birdie. Her mother still sitting on the phone as the two of them argue.
Basically, they're arguing over who gets to be the legal guardian of Birdie.
Oh, she can.
And Nikki flips him the bird.
Because he said she can visit Birdie as much as she visits Winston.
Ouch, burn.
So, Gian says no. And the parents say, Mama Bella says no.
Because she may not be there.
Right.
Like, that's the thing, is it's like the odds of Nikki, of this needing to be done when Nikki's mom's still around, are relatively low. Oh, and the sisters are going to go about the legal guardianship. I mean, again, it makes sense.
It does.
It makes utter sense because their lifestyle makes sense.
Yeah, without question. It really, really does.
I mean, I'm sorry, that's not a shot at Nikki and John at all, but it's like Nikki and John are very career-focused. They're looking at doing movies and TV and award shows and everything else that goes along with that, and there isn't room for a baby. You telling me Nikki's going to drop her career for her niece? I mean, she probably absolutely would in a heartbeat because that's the kind of person she is, but John won't.
John wouldn't, no. Without question, he wouldn't.
So now she's left alone with a baby, and that's not fair to her. It's not fair to Birdie. That's not fair to anybody. It's like JJ and Lauren. They already have a little girl. They're, as far as we know, they're staying together. They've worked it out. They're on the same coast as Bree and Daniel, and they're not as career-centric.
Nope.
I mean, as far as we know, Lauren actually doesn't really work.
She's a fashion blogger.
She's a fashion blogger, so she works at home, so she would be able to take care of two kids relatively easily.
Yes.
And I would bet that there's a trust already set up for Birdie that allows, if anything happens to, you know, Daniel and Bree, that the money goes to her and she's taken care of.
Oh, I would bet 110%.
Like, all the assets go to her, but it's, you know, basically JJ and his wife would be in charge of the trust until she's old enough to run it herself. We're back.
We're back.
The mom is refusing. Poor Nikki. Nobody wants to be her power of attorney. Basically, they're telling her to kind of tap dance around it for right now, that there's no need to rush into it.
And now Big Johnny's talking about actual tap dancing.
Yes.
By making noises.
Like you do.
Because they want him to tap dance at the funeral. Anyway, we're leaving Phoenix. We're in Richmond, Virginia for SmackDown Live. I love how they use the old set for the shots for it.
Talking smack. R.I.P. We miss you. Come back. Oh, JJ came along.
He's like, going to a funeral home. Sounds fun.
I was like, what the hell have you been doing while I've been gone? He's doing the tree thing?
Wait, what? Of course John Cena would become a tree.
But will we be able to see the tree? That's the question.
We'll never be able to see it. He'll be one big-ass tree.
Eventually.
We're back to Phoenix. Nikki's suggesting she wants to be Bree's legal guardian, or Birdie's legal guardian.
And Bree's like, no.
Marriage. Marriage is key. Marriage is the foundation. You guys aren't married. Your boyfriend and girlfriend, whether it is more than what it is, that's one thing. But you, on paper, there is no paper. Because you're just boyfriend and girlfriend with a agreement, you can live in this house. That's all they have.
Yeah, basically.
There's no paper saying, hey, you'll be together for the rest of your lives. No, they have not walked that aisle. They have not said the I do's. They are just two people humping each other's brains out, living in the same house. Does that explain it all?
Pretty much. I mean, it's like there's no security, essentially, in the relationship. Even though, you know, she's got the little contract thingy. It's, they can break up at any point. Mm-hmm. And now Nikki's on her own again with a baby. Like we said, it comes down to Nikki being alone with a baby and her potentially having to give up her career to take care of the baby if she is in fact left alone. And while she would do it, you know, happily do it, like we said before, you know, it's a question of, is that what Bree really wants for her daughter?
No, that's not what she wants for the daughter.
Is that what she wants for her sister, too?
No, she wouldn't want that on her sister, either. She would want someone to be there with her sister to raise the child. And that's that's what the deal is at the end of the day. There's only one with the child, not two. If there's two with the child, that's one thing.
But it's just easier with two.
Yeah, because you're going into a family. You're just not going to some one person. And that's just the way it is. It's a situation. It's a crappy situation, but that's just the facts of life.
And we're back with the twins. It bothers Nikki that they didn't even talk about it. They didn't discuss it.
They're a partnership. They're not a marriage. That's the difference. No, he wouldn't, Nikki.
No, he wouldn't. Okay, you saw how he handled the dog, Nikki. That's likely how he's going to handle a child. Like, he has a very, very, very weird phobia of children. I shouldn't say phobia, but he's very weird around children.
He doesn't want to grow attachment to children because that's not where he is in life right now.
I mean, I can appreciate that Nikki's bitter and Nikki's upset that she didn't even get considered. She didn't even get asked. Because that's her sister. That's her twin sister. But at the same time, you can't argue with Bree's logic. You really can't.
She knows he wants to splash her, so what's he going to do?
He's going to splash. Because that's what you do in a pool. You splash.
Mm-hmm. JJ deals with two kinds of crazy every day, his two sisters.
Not a lie.
And she calls him a douchebag. The night times are hardest for Nikki because she's alone. Because, you know, she wants to have the sex. And John's not there to give her the sex.
Well, it's not even the sex.
Yeah, I know.
She's alone. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't like to be alone, but he's always gone because he's always working.
Yeah.
And this goes back to Bree's point.
It does, because she's always alone.
Anyway, and we're back. We're back in the pool with Nikki and JJ. That top is like, her bikini top is really dangerously close to coming off.
Is it really even on?
It's kind of on, but we're like, it's way too small. And now JJ's basically filling her in on the 411 that John does want to get married. Weird top.
Cannonball.
And he gets her all wet because he cannonballed.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, so that wraps up this rather serious episode.
If we be serious for a minute.
No, but this was. I mean, there were some thoughtful insights into this. But it was. It was a serious episode. It gave Nikki a lot to think about. It gave John a lot to think about.
And we also learned about the people power sex habit.
Which we didn't need to know. Really didn't need to know that at all. I was totally cool up until that point.
We learned about them in the People Power Season 1. Now we learned about them in People Power Season 2, sex habits. They run
Johnny.
John Laurinaitis.
Johnny, honey, you can keep that to yourself. It's fine. It's, like, totally fine.
You will always and forever scream people power.
No.
It's what's on his mind 24/7. He gives it 24/7. You heard him. He's all... Mm-hmm. He's people power all day long.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, that does it for the Rack Extra. Total Bella is right here on WildTalkRadio.com. We will be back next week with episode 4?
5.
5! This was episode 4. We will be back with episode 5 next week. Because we can totally keep count of this, right?
One of us is.
The responsible one of the two of us is.
Right here.
That would be him.
Right here. I'm the reason we have nice things. She, on the other hand, is not.
I'm occasionally responsible.
Like us on Facebook, Twitter, subscribe to the YouTube channel, all under Rack Radio Show. At Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Lindsay's on the Twitter at Lindsay Ward. Subscribe, like, share, tell your friends, and listen to Rack Thursdays, 10 p.m. Eastern.
But till then, he's Rock. I'm Lindsay, and this has been the Rack Extra, Total Bellas, and we will see you next week. Bye!